Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, my co-host Barbara will be on here soon, but she is going to be on here. That's what she told me. Our guest today is Lindsay Marino. Now, before we're going on the air, I want to ask you, it says here that you're a radio host of an online radio show, Intuitive Guidance. What is that?
Yes. So I actually used to have a radio show on Blog Talk, and now we went on to do podcasts, my husband and I. So we talk about spirituality, business, and different life experiences. And then we are going to start interviewing more people about these topics. So we talk a lot about mediumship, intuition, and that sort of thing. And our show is called the Lindsay and Tony Podcast. Now, it's a video podcast, and we're also on iTunes, too.
What made you decide to stop doing intuitive guidance?
Well, I did that for about 4 years, and I was doing live shows every Monday night. And after doing it for 4 years, I found myself not wanting to commit every single Monday night. And I kept on getting this strong feeling that I was supposed to do video podcasts. So I switched from the radio to the podcast. And now when we do the video podcasts, we do them and we launch them on the same day. Normally it goes out on Monday or Tuesday. Those are one of the 2 days. That goes out, but we don't do it live.
Do you do it with Zoom or with BlueJeans?
That is a good question. I love Zoom, but we'll actually videotape it in our little studio that we have here in our house, and then we upload it to Facebook and on YouTube. So we don't actually use Zoom. Yeah, we use our digital camera unless we're interviewing someone, and then we'll use Zoom and post it up.
All right. That's good.
Yeah.
Now, let me see here. You have your website. Is your husband an intuitive too?
Yes. So he actually does intuitive coaching. His website is tonycmitchell.com, and he works with anyone from entrepreneurs or people that are struggling with things in their life, trying to figure out the next move, and he dives deeper with you, and he does intuitive coaching. So, and my website is, it might be on there, lindsaymarino.com. So whichever website you go on, you can still go and listen to the podcast too. But it was an interesting story how the two of us met. I don't know if I shared it the last time I was on the show or not, but we met because in 2007, my boyfriend at the time, we had been dating, and he passed in a motorcycle accident. And after that, I started to recognize all these signs from him. And years later, about 4 years later, I met my husband, Tony, and actually, Tony was childhood friends with my boyfriend, Nick. Since they were really little, we just met 4 years after Nick passed. So we know that we were brought together by Nick. Yeah, so it's really interesting how that happens, you know, how energy and in love doesn't die. And everything's connected and people from the other side really truly help you with things in your life too.
I see. Well,
yes.
Would you like to take a call or?
Sure. If someone has a question.
Okay. The first person on is area code 863. You're on the air.
Okay. Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? This is Julia.
Hi, Julia. Do you have a question for me?
You know, it's that time of year, February, and everybody who isn't in a relationship is wondering about love. So I thought I would call and see if, you know, maybe this is the year that I will connect with that special someone.
Oh, beautiful. So let me just tune in and see what comes up. So this is really interesting. Right when I tune in with you, I keep seeing an animal around you. So can you relate to having a cat or a small dog that lives with you?
I don't have any pets at this time, but I would definitely love to at some point. My landlord doesn't allow pets, unfortunately.
Okay, because I keep on seeing a small animal around you. Now, if you don't have that animal now, I feel like this is something that's going to come up in the future. And if it's not, if you think back, if you did have a small animal that was the size of a cat, whether it was a dog or a cat in the past, because I keep on seeing that as something that's popping up for you. And then I also keep on seeing stacks of books around, too. And normally when I see that, it's connected to people that are really into reading. They were avid readers. So can you relate to that?
I have a lot of books, yes.
Okay, perfect. So I just want to make sure I'm connecting with your energy before I start tuning into other future things. But the other thing that keeps on coming up for you, too, is I'm seeing you going outside more. So I know that might sound funny, but I'm seeing you going outside and talking to people in the neighborhood and socializing that way. And I feel like that's how things start, where you're able to go out and socialize and reconnect. So I feel like it's important that you do that, because that's going to open up even more for you when it comes to meeting someone. Now, this year feels more aligned with you kind of going into either new or old hobbies. It just looks like you're doing things that actually you're enjoying. And I'm seeing you socialize in those settings. So that's a big thing that I'm seeing. Now, have you actually recently talked about doing something creative too?
Well, I just have been sort of taking steps to like get myself more healthy, trying to become a better me. So
yeah, that's beautiful. That's special. It's funny because I almost thought like something hands-on. It looks like sewing or crocheting or something crafty like that, though, too. So I'm just wondering what you'd be doing like with your hands. But it looks like it's some sort of craft like that that I'm being shown, and I feel like that's a stepping stone for you to socialize more. So I know I'm not bringing up a partner right now, but I feel like the big focus right now for you is really tuning into what you love, and that's actually the place that I feel really drawn to for you right now. And I feel like April is really significant too. So there's something about April being significant for you, where I actually feel like you're going to reconnect with someone in April, but I feel like it's a family member, actually, or a friend that you're going to reconnect with. Now, I'm not sure if you've already have plans to take a vacation or to reconnect with someone, but I feel like April's definitely significant.
Okay.
So just kind of take note of that, but that's what I'm getting for you. So it seems like it's an exciting time for you to kind of reconnect with yourself, but also socialize more with others. Because I almost feel like there's been times where you've been keeping to yourself, and I feel like now it's time to kind of go out into the world.
Yes, that's true. I have been sort of in hermit mode, so.
Okay. So that's the next step, and then you're going to start feeling more, you know, more alive.
Really nice.
But thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Well, hopefully,
thank
you know, love will come at some point. So thank you.
Yes, yes, and I feel like the big thing is, oh, there's some background noise. The big thing is going to be.
My co-host Barbara just called in. Are you there, Barbara?
Oh. But I think the big thing is to focus on that first step with you really doing things that you enjoy yourself and then allow things to open up for other things to come through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
you. All right.
You.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call.
So,
and happy Valentine's
you're
Day.
You're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day.
I know, but you should collect as many as you can.
Barbara, you there?
Felt like because I get tired more easily than I used to. And I go,
Barbara. Barbara, you there?
Yeah. It sounds like she might not know that.
Yeah, Barbara, you there?
Yeah, she's worried about COVID.
Let me text her to make sure she knows. Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, Barbie.
Hello,
there?
Hello.
Hi. I hope that I wasn't on just like talking to the photographer when you guys were on the show on live.
Actually, I think you were for about 20 seconds. We're sorry, Barbara.
Oh. That's okay. I kept getting a busy signal, but hi everybody. Yes, I'm here and I'm glad to be here. And I'm sorry that I'm a little late. I was just wrapping up a photo shoot.
That's okay.
You know, we were getting the last shots in. Yeah. And I'm sorry it's
hi.
A little loud, but we're leaving. And hi, how are you? I remember you.
I'm doing great. Oh, good. It's so good to connect with you again.
You too. And I remember you very well. And I'm so glad. I wanted you back. Definitely.
Oh.
But Donnie beat me to the punch, and he got you back. So
it's
awesome.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Good. What were you guys talking about for 5-10 minutes?
Well,
we were talking. Right.
We were taking a call, and also we were
taking a call.
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually, we've taken one. We're about to take another one. But
okay.
We wanted to make sure that you got on okay. Are you okay with us going on to another caller, Barbara?
Well, I wanted to just say, how did the first caller go? Was anybody that I know?
I don't know. I don't know if it was anybody you knew.
We have regular callers all the time.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a regular or not. It was, I forgot what the... I think this person's called in before, but I don't remember when. But
I'm glad it went really well. And sure, I mean, I'm ready whenever you guys
are.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
The next caller is area code 775.
Okay.
775, you're on live with our guest psychic. How are you?
Hi, Barbara and Jonathan and Lindsay. My name
Hi.
Is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy.
Thank you for taking my call.
Do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do. I am 68 and a half, and it's really super important to me to not start my Social Security until I absolutely have to. And I've been off work in my medical insurance call center because of very painful back issues since January the 15th. My doctor says that she scheduled me to go back on the 21st of this month, but I'm not confident that I'll be well enough. Is my time off from work going to be extended? How long do you see me working before I start collecting Social Security?
I just keep on seeing a reevaluation come up.
Okay.
So it looks like there's a reevaluation that comes through. So it almost looks like you may even, I know you said you have to go back in, I'm sorry, what was the month you mentioned that you have to go back in?
It'll be 1 week from this Friday, the 21st of this month.
Okay. Because it almost feels like you go in for a couple days, but then you're recognizing that you can't. For some reason, I keep seeing you sitting. Now, I don't know if you just said you were a secretary. I missed that beginning part, if that's what you said. Is that what you said, a secretary?
No, I work for a major medical insurance company on the phone.
Okay.
I sit at a desk with a computer.
Okay. So there's something about that, but I keep on feeling like whatever you're doing, I'm seeing something shift by you sitting down or however you're sitting, it's causing pain. So I don't feel like you're going to be fully better to stay there the whole time for the amount of hours that they're sharing, having you do that. But I also keep on feeling like a possibility that they may even say, is this something that you can do from home? So have they talked to you about that also?
Well, no, but they have a sister company that addresses issues like that. But
yeah.
I already know, Lindsay, they're not going to have me work from home. I really don't have a space for that because it's a confidential environment and I don't have a private space to bring up people's accounts. It would
okay.
not be allowed by law.
Okay. So there's something that they may present to you that connects to being at home. Now, I don't know if it will be the same exact positioning, but just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. It will make sense later. But I also keep on feeling like it's important for you to speak up and get a reevaluation. So there is something about that that's coming up. So
that's
important.
Well, you know what? I think maybe what you might be looking at is if I doubt that I'm going to feel up to it, I'm not kicking back the way I should, I'll probably be contacting my doctor, a very intelligent little Asian lady, maybe next 1 week from this Wednesday. And then I know she's going to tell me to come in for a reevaluation. So that's probably
okay.
what you're looking at, a medical reevaluation,
yeah.
right?
Yes, it's a medical reevaluation. And I keep on feeling like with this medical reevaluation, that's where they're going to find that you can't do the work that you were doing in the setting that you were doing it in. So I feel
okay.
like that's a big thing. And I feel
yeah.
June is very significant for you too. There's something about this June that feels really significant. I feel like one chapter is closing in June. So I know we're in the month of February now, but I feel significance around June when it comes to work-related things.
Oh, well, I share an apartment with my sister, Leslie, and we both need each other financially and because we love each other. And our lease is up at the end of this June, and I'm hoping that she and I sign a lease at a new place together.
Yeah.
If not June, then sometime July or August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something that ends in June. So it would make sense that it would be connected with your lease. I also feel like the work-related stuff, there's something about that also. So I feel like there's two things that are going on. When you just mentioned the end of one lease in June, I feel like it's that, but I also feel like it's something with work-related stuff too. So
you think they're going to let me go?
Finalized. I don't feel like they're going to – I don't feel like you're going to get fired. I keep on feeling like this feeling of transition from what you're doing into something else. Like I keep on seeing you – for some reason that benefits keeps coming up for me right now. Like I keep on hearing the word benefits. And I am seeing you getting a payment being sent to you, but I don't see you working in an actual office.
Well, I'm on short-term disability right now from the state because
okay.
I'm disabled from working.
Right, right. And I know that the reevaluation, I'm just wondering if that's going to continue, if it's going to be extended. Because to me, I don't see you going into work past the point of even if you went in for a couple hours one day, I feel like you could go in there for a couple of hours. I'm not sure why I'm seeing this. I don't know if it's to get your stuff or what it is, but I'm seeing you there, and I don't feel like you can last a full day in there. So when I see this, it makes me feel like you're not going to be there inside that office much longer.
Okay, but they're not going to fire me. But they're not going to fire me?
I don't see them firing you. I feel like you're going to continue to get paid somehow.
You know what?
But I feel like,
I think what you're picking up is if I can't do my job, then my doctor might say I'm disabled. Actually, with the state says I can continue to draw pending, you know, doctor records right until December. And so maybe what you're seeing is I'll just continue on short-term disability, and then hopefully I'll be well enough to return maybe in December.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about December, but I just keep on feeling a big thing around June, and I would really keep your options open too because I know you're at one company, but keep your options open because I keep on seeing something about working from home. So kind of check back in in the next 3 months, but
with
for,
the same employer?
For yourself.
With the same employer?
No, I feel like there could be a possibility that it's either a side company, like you mentioned there's a sister company or something connected. It could be connected to them, or it could be something that they know about, but I just keep on feeling like, for some reason, I feel like you're going to end up working from home. So that's what I'm getting.
But they're not going to fire me, or do you know?
They're not firing you. I don't see them firing you. I feel like there's
okay.
going to be a transition. I feel like there's going to be some sort of transition in your best interest. You're not going to be working in the office. That's
okay.
what's coming up. But you have to follow that feeling of what, you know, what you want to do. But that's what I'm seeing.
Okay. And
okay.
So can I just ask you, when do you think I'll start drawing Social Security? Will it be October of this year or February of next year? What do you think?
I don't feel this October. I'm not feeling that feeling. It feels like it's maybe a few months after that, but I don't feel October.
Okay, so it might be January, February of 2021.
I just don't see October, but it could be a few months after.
And that's exactly what I was thinking too.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So just know that it is going to work out for you. That's a big message, but I also feel like it's almost like there's steps to this process. So just know that, you know, just be patient during those steps.
And Lindsay, tomorrow I had a choice between Mary Lou and Priscilla for physical therapy. And I had an appointment with Mary Lou, and then it was nagging me. And then I called back and I got an appointment tomorrow with Priscilla. Is that a good choice for her to be my physical therapist?
It's interesting because I keep on feeling people alternate anyways. So even if tomorrow you have her, I actually feel like there's going to be almost like a substitute at a different point too. So I feel like there's people that are going to be flip-flop throughout the process. It's not going to be one person the whole time.
That makes sense. And
okay.
hopefully my sister and I will find a new place to rent together later this year.
I keep on seeing a move that is going to happen too. To me, I see it with a porch on front. I just keep seeing a porch pop up, and that's
okay.
the one thing that I'm seeing.
And it'll be my sister and I on the lease.
I see that, and then I also see an animal too.
Oh, well, we don't have any pets.
Okay. Kind of keep that in the back of your mind. It will make sense later, though.
Okay, I will.
Okay,
and,
thank you for calling in.
You're
thank
a lovely sir. Person. God bless you. And God bless Barbara
thank
and
you.
Jonathan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Oh, I'm so glad that she's able to. She's always calling in, such a regular listener, and we appreciate that. And she's getting great advice through a hard time. So thank you so
yeah.
much, Lindsay.
Yeah.
So much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because, you know, you had a really great take on it. No, like a major take on it. Like, no, they're not going to fire you. Because I've heard her ask that so many times now. And
well, wait. Well,
you know, it's really bothering her.
Right, and I think that's what happens sometimes when people call in for readings. When you're emotionally attached and concerned about it, then sometimes the information that comes through, it might not be heard the first time that it's said because you're emotionally connected to it. So it's tough to hear, but it's almost like it's that trust part of it, you know, trusting that process of life, which can be hard, the hardest. So, but,
okay.
Yeah, so I'm excited that for the next person or whatever you guys want to do next.
Right.
Yeah, next person. Who's
okay.
next?
Next person is area code 707.
707, you're on live with psychic Lindsay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Lindsay. I'd like to know if you see me working either this month or next, and anything
okay.
you can give me around work.
Oh, what was the last part you mentioned?
Oh, anything you have to give me around that?
Around work? Okay, let me just tune in there and see what comes up. So the moment that I tune in, I keep on feeling like it's going to be important for you to be persistent. That's one thing that keeps coming up. So don't be afraid to check in again with work-related stuff, because I keep on seeing a process, and it almost looks like either you've applied or you've talked to someone, but the follow-up is the important piece to it. So that's one thing that I'm being shown. So I don't know if that's happened to you yet.
No, it hasn't happened yet. It did happen last year, but nothing
mm-hmm.
this year.
Okay. Pay attention to this the next time that you are applying or speaking with someone to follow through, because I keep on feeling like there's a follow-through piece that's coming up, that you stay persistent with it. I also keep on feeling like it's important for you not to be too picky when it comes to the amount of hours. So it almost looks like you may get a job where maybe they're not giving you the full amount of hours that you want, but you start small and then you build up. Okay, does
that
make sense to you?
Yeah, that would be something I would want.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So just kind of keep that in your mind too. And then also, do you have any ties to retail? Or even librarian type things, like selling books or working at a library or something like that?
No, I'm in healthcare.
Okay. I don't know why, but I keep on seeing you around books, and it looks like lined up books and shelves, and I keep on seeing you standing up. So when I first saw it, I thought, okay, she sells books, or she, you know, I was trying to figure this out.
I have a shelf that's a lot of books on it.
You do. Now, with your healthcare job, is there any kind of thing that you would be doing where you'd be pulling records or pulling books out to look over? I know that sounds funny, but anything like that?
No, this is technology.
Technology. Okay, then it wouldn't be linked to that. I'm just wondering if I'm picking up on your actual home, and that's why it's coming up. But I keep on feeling like it's important for you to be persistent. That's one thing. And I also keep on seeing sometimes it's easy to sit back, and now it's time to almost spend a lot of your mornings doing the research. I'm seeing specifically in the morning for job opportunities.
Okay,
I feel like this is really important.
I have my resumes out there, and there's three positions that I did apply to, mm-hmm. but I haven't heard back yet. And one of them is 3 days a week. The other ones are full-time.
Okay, perfect. Now, the one with the 3 days a week, that's where I feel pulled to right now. Have you followed up with them yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so that message where I kept on seeing it's important for you to follow up, that fits in here. So that's really important that you do follow up with those people, because I feel like this is going to be the thing, almost like it looks like a tiebreaker the way that I see it. Like there could be more than one of you trying to apply, and it's important for you to be persistent to follow up.
Okay. Yeah, because that one is like 15 minutes from where I live, so it's relatively close.
Okay, so it's important that would be perfect, and I feel like there could be something where they add a day or they ask you if you want to add a day later down the road.
Yeah, that would
so
be
like,
perfect.
The big thing is to follow up. The big thing is it's going to be to follow up right now.
So then I should reach out to them is what you're saying
at this
point.
Yeah.
Okay. And once I do that, do you actually see me in that position?
I keep on feeling like you're going to go through a panel of people, and that's going to be the deciding factor. It's not just going to be one person. It's going to be multiple people that you have to communicate with.
Uh-huh.
So that's something. Right. And then I feel like there's some sort of familiar feeling with this place that you're going to talk with them. It almost feels like either you worked in a place like that or in that company before, or you know someone, there's some sort of connection there that's familiar to you. Not just the job title, it's more than that. But I feel like that's going to be the big thing too.
Oh, okay.
So do you know someone that already works there?
I do not.
Okay. Is there another? What was that?
As far as I know, I don't know anyone who works there.
Okay. Can you make sense of that, where there's something familiar about that place where you can have a commonality where, like, where they ask you a question, and when you answer, you have something relatable with the person that interviewed you? Have you had that happen yet with them?
Not yet.
But, okay, because you know, I feel like
the place I'm, the place is a clinic setting, and that's what I'd like to be in, is a clinic setting.
Okay. There's something with this where I feel like there's going to be a commonality. So just kind of pay attention to that when you do reconnect with them.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. So, Barbara, what did you think of that caller?
Oh, well, I think that the caller was exceptionally nice and great for calling and having the courage to call. But what I liked most of all was the wealth of information that Lindsay gave her that could help her. This is I always find it so amazing.
It's so interesting how it comes through, because it's almost like you'll see images and then you'll get feelings and then have different messages come through at the same time. So in the thing about psychic reading, the hard part about it, as listeners or as people receiving the reading, sometimes it doesn't even make sense in the moment. And then all of a sudden later, either 3 months later or a week later, or whatever the time frame is, all of a sudden things start to come together and you forget about the psychic reading, and then something pings inside and you're thinking, oh, that's why that came up. So that's the interesting part about these psychic readings, what can come up later. So it's funny how that happens. Mm-hmm. But it is interesting like that. I think that's the big thing too. When I do psychic readings for my clients, if they book a reading online, I always say, I always give you past, present, and future. I'll see things that have happened in your past, things that are going on right now, and then I'll tell you the future, so that you know that I'm really truly connecting with your energy. So with the book thing that came up for her, it could have literally been in her own house, and I actually saw it and I thought, oh, maybe she's a librarian or maybe she sells books, but it could just have been something that popped up just to show that, okay, I'm tuning into her and that's something that's in her life. So it's kind of interesting how it happens.
I like that because, you know, I've been trying to really focus on hearing or seeing and listening to the signs
right.
that are in front of me
yes.
to help guide me. Yeah.
Yes. And I know, and it's so beautiful.
I'm getting much better at it. You know, not
that's
doing
amazing.
Something that really feel like, okay, that is a bad decision. I don't feel good about it. I don't know why,
yeah.
but, you know, don't go, right?
Yes.
Just don't go.
That's so true. I know. And sometimes it is that feeling that you're talking about where you just know that, okay, I can't go there. And,
right.
and then it leaves room for better things to come along in your life when you say no to the things that don't feel right, because then the more that you do that and trust the feeling, it becomes easier over time. Which I love when that happens, because it can be confusing to, you know, live on this earth when you're thinking, oh, should I make this choice or should I make that choice? And I think I had an experience happen. A friend of mine passed away. I think it's actually probably been 2 years now, which it feels like it was yesterday. And I had an experience where I was in the parking lot in the car, and all of a sudden I was getting downloads of information from him. And he said the big thing that he noticed after he passed, he transitioned, was really life is like a game. It's how we get out. It's how we make it out, because we're all going to transition into that heavenly space. but we can make it easier or harder on ourselves. We might as well have fun in the process of enjoying the journey,
yeah.
You know?
That is a good way to put it because,
yeah.
You know, if our life has already been planned by God, God knows what the outcome is,
mm-hmm.
Then, okay, so either we could have fun, like you say, on the way to that, or
right.
We could resist it and we could struggle and we could be angry and resentful. So, yeah.
Right.
So that's,
yeah.
I want to get people to the point of like enjoying every single moment of their life.
Right. I know. Okay. I know. It would be amazing.
Yeah,
well,
that would be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 212.
Hello.
212, you're on live.
Hi. My name is Bryn from New York City.
What's your name?
Hi. Oh, Bryn from New York City.
Bryn,
yeah.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I was wondering if there would be any messages from Spirit for me tonight.
Okay, so let me just tune in there and see what comes up.
Sure.
Okay. I have two people here. One, I keep on feeling an older male. He has darker hair, the way that he comes forward, and I keep on seeing an image of him in like a suit jacket, more of a dressed-up look to him.
Okay.
And when I see him, I keep on feeling like he is someone that's more on the quieter side when he comes through. And then I also feel a woman that steps in too. Now, this woman feels like she passed early, like she does not look elderly to me. She looks like she's in her 50s, I would say, if I had to take a guess. And I do feel some pain in the side of my head with her too. Can you relate to either one of these people that are here for you?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay, if I get any names, I'll let you know too if there's any names
sure.
that come up. Now, this woman, when she shows me an image of herself, it looks like she has feathered hair, almost like that look that people would have in the 80s. So she's bringing me to that time with her. And trying to identify how she's connected with you too. But she has brown hair. It's not dark. It's a lighter brown hair. She's wearing shoulder pads, which I know is like back in the 80s in that kind
right.
of time frame.
Yeah.
But she's showing me that. And then I'm hearing the name that would be connected to her. It doesn't mean it's her name, but it sounds like Mary Ann or Mary Ellen, but there's some sort of connection there. Now, do you have someone in your life by that name?
No. Not at all.
Okay. So it's Mary Ann or Mary Ellen is coming up in connection with her. Now, with the man that's coming forward, can you relate to any of that information?
What color skin does the man have?
Funny, I didn't even, I just saw his hair as being darker. I saw him in a suit. Let me just see what else comes up around him. He feels quiet. He almost feels like a role model to you or someone that you would look to for advice or look up to also. Do you understand that?
Well, that part I can, but not the physical description.
Okay, so you don't recognize him wearing a suit.
Yeah, I get the suit. And I think he had dark hair, and he was from India, Pakistan.
Yeah. Okay, so everything that came through you can relate to then with him. The dark hair, the suit.
Yeah, the dark hair, the suit. And he was kind of quiet, quiet, but not overly, not shy quiet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. He feels like, to me, he's an observer. Like, the way that he comes forward today, I feel like he's observing things. And I feel like he's very intelligent when it comes to business stuff, too. So that's something
that's
come through.
Yeah, that part, no. The business, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me just see where he's going with this and see what else, because I know he's here. When he comes through, there's something about him being very specific on kind of guiding you. And I feel like it's around business stuff. And I feel like he would be very intelligent when it came to numbers or money or some stuff like that. I'll keep on going with him and see what else comes up.
Yeah.
Now, can you relate to him as being someone that would be a person that you would look up to or look to as like a role model of some sort?
Well, I can see there is a person passed on that I look up to, but the business part and the money, that's not his category.
Okay, can I ask this? This is kind of, it will, in this way, can you understand that right now you're struggling or you're trying to figure out business or money right now?
You don't have
to be struggling, but I mean,
issues,
something
I'm
going
also,
on.
I'm also, like, struggling to, you know, because I do healing work. I'm a foot reflexologist, energy healer.
Okay.
And I do some inspired paintings.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm trying to get more of those off the ground because I used to be more active with it, but now I'm dog walking, which I love animals, but it's taking up a lot of my time, you know, a lot of my energy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this man, if he wasn't good with business then, right now he's trying to talk about business and numbers with you. So this is a really big thing that's coming up. So I just want to see directly what he's saying. It's funny that he's bringing this up, but he keeps on telling me to tell you to put plants or take care of the plants in the office or in a space, whatever space you're in. He's talking about plants because he showed me an image of a plant.
Yeah, I have plants in the apartment. I don't have an office.
Okay. Was there anything recently where you need to take care of this plant that's in your where you live?
Well, no, I mean, I water them and they're alive.
Yep. Okay, because there's something about the plants that he's showing me, and he's talking about the plants, and it's a big focus for him right now for some reason. Let me just see what else comes up. I also keep on feeling intuitively, not from him, there's something about your website that needs to be corrected or readjusted.
Okay,
so I don't know if there was an old number on there or there's something that's not, it's inaccurate, it's old information, it needs to be updated.
Okay,
so there's something there that's coming up more intuitively. And I also keep on feeling like this man that's here is very big on telling me to talk to you about even nutritional stuff. So I know that you do energy healing and that sort of thing. So I know you're really attuned with this kind of work, but there's something about nutritionally not feeling like you need to kind of put food on the back burner, like making sure that that's really important still with the what foods you're eating or putting together for yourself.
Right. I tend to eat healthy,
mm-hmm.
you know, steamed vegetables and soups.
Yeah, that is really healthy.
Yeah.
Was there anything recently, like the past week, something that shifted from what you normally do?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to give you that info because there's something about that he's trying to bring up. But it sounds like you eat really healthy. So I'm not sure why he's bringing it up like that. But there is something about that, just kind of consistency with it. So I guess if you're already doing it, continue to do that too.
Okay.
Do you have any other, is this who you were hoping to connect in with today?
I don't know. I mean, I was just asking for,
are you just open?
Yeah. I do have on my father's side, I have a Native American great grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can connect with him.
Okay, so let me just tune in there and see what comes up. Okay. Right away, I keep on feeling like this vibration in my chest area. So when I feel the vibration in my chest, I'm actually hearing some sort of sound therapy that's coming through. It seems like a vibrational therapy connected to sound when I tune into him. And I feel like this is something that's really important to pay attention to, because he keeps on telling me that you have it too. And I actually keep seeing it as something within your voice that actually needs
right.
to be recorded. So there's like a recorded version of your voice that he's making me aware of that either needs to be done or that it is done, but there's something about that he's trying to bring to my attention.
Okay.
Have you actually made a meditation yet?
I meditate. I try to do some every day.
But have you actually recorded your voice and sold it to people where they've listened to your voice?
I don't know. I know that sometimes I do some toning for my own health, and
mm-hmm.
But I haven't made any tape or recording of my
okay.
voice or any
okay. So you do work for your health. It's important that kind of take note of this, because he's talking about you having it, like you actually experiencing what he did when he was here. But I feel like
okay.
this needs to be passed on to other people. So I actually
okay.
feel like you would lead people through something with your voice and with sound.
Okay.
And he also keeps on talking about writing, and that's coming up for you too.
Right.
He's
right.
writing. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that he will write through you. He will write through you. You just give
okay.
him the okay.
All
he
right.
says, you just give me the okay when you want him to write through you, because he will help and write through you, but he doesn't want to do it without, you know, you saying, okay, I'm ready. He wants you to know
yeah.
that it's him coming through, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So that's something that's really important to do with him. And he's telling me, so this is funny, because I can actually hear him speaking, and he's saying, you think too much. You think too
yes.
much.
Yeah,
and he's talking
right.
with his hands. He's
yeah.
talking with his hands right now, and he's very loving and compassionate. And there's like this funny playfulness to him where he's kind of laughing at you but laughing
yeah.
with you at the same time, because he's
right,
telling me
yeah.
that you actually have a sense of humor too. He wants
I
you
do,
to bring
yeah.
more of that out, you know,
okay.
bring more of that out. Do more things that bring that side of you out. Because that's
okay.
really who you are, and that's very relatable. And he's telling me that you're too far behind the scenes. You need to be more visible. You need to be up front. You don't need to learn
okay.
from people. They need to learn from you. Does that make sense?
All right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, very
okay.
much so.
So
yeah.
it's really important. And I keep on seeing, this is more intuitively separate from him, I'm seeing you on video, actually. And I think this is actually connected to social media. If it's not, it's YouTube. But I actually see you get information. You're receiving downloads of information, and you're teaching people on video. And I feel like it's important. Things don't have to be perfect when it comes to video. It just needs to be out there.
Okay. Are these downloads going to be happening, or they're happening now?
I feel like you're not even sure that they are happening. You're getting information that's coming through when you're doing something else, when you're not trying. But it
right.
is actually, it's been coming through. And I keep seeing the past 3 years specifically.
Wow. So I better just do some automatic writing, I guess, right? So
yeah. If you want to get very right, because there's something about this where I feel like you're randomly thinking of things and you're actually getting information downloaded.
Okay.
Even when it came to when you brought up you eating healthy, I feel like that whole process was a download for you.
Okay.
So I feel like something shifted, because before I don't feel like you were doing that. It just kind of came about in your life.
Right.
Does that
right.
make sense to you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Well,
so just kind of
thank
pay
you.
Attention to that. You're welcome.
Thank you so, thank you so much.
Thank
yeah.
you. Have a good night and good
yeah,
luck with
care.
Everything. You too.
Okay. I think our next caller should probably be
wait. Oh my gosh, we have to chat a little bit. I mean,
I
that's
know,
a
I know,
lot
I know.
Of energy that she's putting out and exuding here. Oh,
it really
my
is.
Goodness. Yes.
Right.
And it's nice
so,
to chat in between it too, and just I mean
sorry.
I'm so
recap
surprised that we did not have you back, because I remember the show when we had you on, that you were so dead on. And you know what? You try so hard to like get in there and ask the questions and get them flowing. You know, their thoughts
right.
flowing. So everyone can help them. You know, they can help themselves
yeah.
so much more than they really think. Right?
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. It's like we have this ability where it's almost like we have the answers within our soul. And then sometimes when you get that confirmation, you think, oh, okay, so I am on the right track. And it makes you feel better to know
oh,
that
yeah.
you have been going
definitely.
Along on the right track. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes that's all I want to know. Okay, am I, you
right.
know, I don't mind working hard as long as I know I'm on the right track.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. And
just
I think
the
right
support.
Now, busy.
The support
mm-hmm.
system that you offer. You know, them,
oh.
that they don't feel alone. That somebody cares.
Yeah,
and I think that's what we
thank
are giving
you.
People tonight.
Yeah, thank you. I know, I always feel like that's like the big message from the spirit realm is they want them to know that they're not doing it alone, even though they can't always see them or feel them or know that they're there. There's actually like a team of people around each of us that are helping.
Right. Right,
okay.
And I've been trying to tap into my spirit guides, and so, you know, once
yeah.
you have your spirit guides and you know how to tap into that, wow, your life becomes a lot easier.
Right, it's true, it's
okay.
true, just having that. Okay.
It seems like there's somebody jonesing to get on the line with you, because I can tell by the urgency of Johnny's voice.
Yeah, this is the last
it must be somebody who really wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Area code
okay,
216.
Perfect.
216, you're live on Life After Happiness with psychic Lindsay Marino. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you this evening?
Hi. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Great. Do you have a question?
I do. I just want, you can ride the, you know, drive the car. Just any message that you can give to me from the spirit, Anyone in particular, if you're picking up on anybody for me?
Right away, I keep on seeing an older woman that looks like she has a curl to her hair. I feel like she's very specific about making sure her hair has always been the same way. She's showing it to me like she has
grandma.
White hair. Okay. Okay, perfect. Now, do you remember her always having that curl, for having her hair curled?
Yep, and it was white,
okay.
always, and her nails
okay.
done. And she was
yeah,
like 4 feet.
Everything.
uh-huh,
yeah, that's
yeah.
so cute. Okay, and do you also remember her trying to put on the same lipstick or the same makeup?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect, because I keep seeing that.
Revlon.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so funny. Okay, I feel like she's around you a lot, and I have a goosebumps everywhere. And with her, she feels like she's very cute. Like there's a cuteness to her. Like,
yep.
oh, honey, it's going to be okay. Like that, like everything is reassured. No matter what's going on, she wants it to be, you know, known that everything's okay. Now, she is bringing up a grandson to her. So can you relate to having a son yourself?
A grandson. I lost a son.
You lost a son. Okay, because she's showing me a grandson to her, but it would be your son.
No, we have
okay.
all girls, all women.
Okay, and you said you lost a son?
Yeah.
Okay, that would make sense because that'd still be her grandson and it would be still your son, okay?
Okay.
But I feel like it's important that you know that she's bringing him up. So let me just see what comes up around him. Right away, I keep on seeing blue butterflies, and I keep on feeling this purity, this innocence that comes through too. So can you understand that this son would have passed very young, like it could have been as young as a baby, or it
yeah.
could have been,
no,
we're
young.
You know, that little.
That little.
Yes, you said? Okay, okay, perfect. Because I feel like when I'm being shown this boy, there is this sense of purity with him, okay? And I feel like it's important that you know that he's around too, and he says he's never been forgotten. He's never
okay.
been forgotten. I feel like for you personally, I don't think many people knew what you carried when he transitioned into the other realm. Now, I'm trying to identify with him if he was stillborn or there was something where he didn't make it here. I'm trying to put my finger on what this feeling is.
You're right.
It was a miscarriage. Okay. Okay, perfect.
But I was almost, it was like in 7 months. I mean, I was, it was,
oh.
like, yes, but it was.
Yeah. there's something about it where I feel like when you were going through that, not everyone understood what you were dealing with. And I feel like the son still hangs around you, and there is a lot of wisdom that comes from him. And he says, you will see me again. You will see me again. And I feel like there's a sense about him where I feel this cool breeze that comes by me. So pay attention to that with him, okay? Because I feel like that's one of his signs. And then I also see baby white feathers, these baby feathers, like tiny, teeny, tiny. So pay attention when you're nudged to look at those, because that's his sign for you.
That's wonderful.
Your grandma keeps on showing me yellow flowers. I'm trying to identify if these are yellow roses or yellow daffodils. There's something about yellow flowers that she's trying to pass over to you, and I feel like they're from a garden. They're not from a store. They're not florist-like flowers. When she comes through, she keeps on showing me a cup of water with her. Now, do you remember her always having a plastic cup that she would have for her water, or a cup that would be beside her all the time?
She had a cup all the time, but honey, you're so good. I mean, you're not my guy. It was coffee. She was a big coffee drinker, but she always had a coffee cup by her. Always.
Oh, that's so funny.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's so interesting, because there's something about this cup that she keeps on showing me, and I feel like when she comes through today, that's how she's coming through, with this cup. So just know that. And also she keeps on saying she can do this too, and she's talking about you, saying you can do this. You can tune in this way also. So I'm not sure if you are doing readings or you do energy work, but whatever it is, just know that you have the ability to do this. And I feel like there's conversations with her that she's aware of too.
Yeah, I'm very intuitive, though. I'm really good at reading people. You know, I know. I just am. I am. I admit, I'm not psychic or medium. Does my grandma have any messages for me?
Let me just see if there's anything else that comes up. She keeps on pointing out your mother, actually. She keeps on pointing out your mom. And I'm actually trying to figure out if this is her daughter that she's showing me, or it's, I feel like this is on your mother's side. The grandmother that's coming through, to me, feels like it's on her side. Does that make sense to you?
It could be any way. It depends on what kind of message it is. Yeah, because there's women all over the place on both sides. It would have to depend on the message. Honestly, yes.
I keep on feeling like the woman that's coming through, your grandmother that's coming through, is bringing up your mom for some reason. Now, can you understand your mom still being here with us?
Yes, she is. It's my mom.
Okay. So, and can you also understand you taking on some ownership of things that are going on with your mom, where there's some overwhelming feelings with trying to make decisions having to do with your mom specifically?
Yeah, all of us, the daughters are with my, yes.
Okay. Right. Because there's something about her talking about this where she's trying to just let you guys know that, you know, it is going to be okay, but sometimes there's other people that need to make the decisions. Don't leave it up to her. I know that's not always the easiest, because you want to do with what she wants, but it also has to be easy on you kids too, and that's the big message that she's coming forward with.
Okay.
Yeah, and she loves you. She adores you. She says, I love my kids. And I know that you're her grandchildren, but she keeps on saying, I love my kids. Like, that's, she loves kids. She loves you kids. So
my grandma had
so
six.
Happy that,
she had six children. I want you to ask my grandma something. You were so accurate. Oh, my gosh. You can't bring in somebody who's not going to commit, you know, but just ask my grandma if my dad's with her.
Okay. Do we have time? I don't know who the host. I want to make sure I have time, because I know this ends at 9.
What time is it? Oh my
God.
That's fine.
It is not. I
get well, we do have a few more minutes. We are not so strict right at 6. It has to end, but it can go over a little bit.
Okay.
Thanks,
so let me
Barbara.
Just see what comes up. I keep on tasting alcohol right now. Can you relate to your dad liking to have a drink once in a while?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm tasting alcohol right away, so I feel like he's coming in.
Oh, wow.
And
the last,
I feel like
the
when
last
I,
20 years, no, but yes, he did when we were younger. He did.
Okay, perfect. Because they'll still show it to me, even if it was 30 years before, whatever amount of time, they'll still make me taste it. And I feel like when he brings this up and he shows me this, I feel like it's important that you know that that he's definitely around you, but I keep on feeling like health-wise, I don't feel like he kept the best health for himself before he passed. So can you understand that, where he wasn't really taking care of himself like he could have?
Yeah, he just passed away two weeks ago, and yes, he was not. The
gosh.
Last 5 years, he let himself go, yes.
Okay, so this is really recent for you. Okay, because there's something about that. I feel like it's important, too, with him specifically. He is playful since he passed. So I feel like with him, there's flickering of the lights that are coming up right now. And usually when they show me that, it's connected to him, like, affecting electrical stuff. So when he's around, he may try to do that. So if you've had a light bulb go out or anything like that flickering, pay attention to it. I do see him sitting in one chair in particular, so it looks like he's in a chair, you know, and I feel like he's, like, comfortable in that chair. That's
the
so
couch,
funny.
There was a couch and a chair. Boy, I tell you, you are the real deal, sweetie. No one would ever, you're picking up stuff that are so perfect. That's what a medium does. Oh, go on. I just wanted to hear from my dad. I'm just so glad he's okay.
He is okay, and I feel like, see, I have goosebumps on my left side, or my left arm, and I feel like what he's saying is, it's important that you kids know what you mean to him, because I feel like there are times where he wishes that he was more, like, saying things that were very, like, emotional. Like, he wishes that he could say emotional things to you kids, or how much you mean to him. And he's telling you now, so he just wants you to pass on the message to the rest of the kids that he's definitely with you and he's thanking you.
You know?
Oh, wow.
He had military parents. I know.
Right.
Yeah, the last 20 years was a lot. We got so much closer the last 20 years. But what else are we going to say? I'm sorry. Go on.
The last thing that I was saying from him is that he just wants to thank you for helping him. And also helping your mom, because I feel like there were arrangements that had to be made where you kids got together, one of you guys, or someone that actually, like, got everything together for him after he passed.
Yeah.
So that's something that's important, that he's saying thank you for doing that, because he understands how that was difficult and trying to sort things. And I don't know if there was paperwork that needed to get signed or something with paperwork that was a pain. But there's something there, and I'm trying to figure out if it's connected to bank records, but there is something about that he's bringing up.
Yeah, it's all sorted out now. And I hope,
perfect.
Barbara and Jonathan, I'm sorry if you went over. Thank you for letting her answer that.
That's okay.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome, and I'm glad that you're calling and getting comfort. Now it's echoey. I am so sorry it's echoey now, but I'm trying to get in quiet places to do the show. I mean, sometimes I have work and I'm doing photo shoots and stuff, but, you know,
right.
I'm here. I'm sorry if it was a little loud for you guys. I was walking in traffic, and it's okay.
Thank you, Linda.
But
I'm still hyper over my dad's death. Give me another month or so.
I would, too. I would be just like you, because I love my dad so much, and we're so close, both parents. I mean, you know, for you to be able to call and get comfort and to know that he's okay, and because you know what? Knowing that, heaven is amazing. Heaven's a great place.
Lindsay, you are really a good medium. I just want my grandma, my aunt was a psychic, and she's you are really, really good. I really mean that. But thank you, guys. I didn't mean to hold you over.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Jonathan.
You really are.
You guys have a nice evening.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Lindsay, you really are.
You
just have this, like, verb for it, and passion that it's just like you love it. It's not like you're, oh my gosh, or you know, nothing like that.
at
right.
all.
Right. I know. I feel like so grateful because I know, you know, I know every passing is different, but I understand the process of grieving and how difficult it can be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And anticipating it. Like right now I'm anticipating one. And, you know, what do you suggest for that? Should we just try not to anticipate somebody being gone, just enjoy them as
right.
much as we can while they're here?
Yes, I know. I think that's the hard part because you don't want that peace to come. You want everyone to be around you forever. And I think just enjoying the moment is the big thing, like you said. And that's making the most memories. That's the most powerful thing that you could do.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But thank you so much for coming on again.
Thank you both for having me more often. Yes, I know. I know. I need to. That would be great at a time like one night that I know that I have that night open. I would love to. Thank you both
great.
So much.
Okay, since I was working today, I wasn't. Okay, Johnny, please, because I'm doing the shout out. Bear with me. I'm going to have you shout out where to find you because I wasn't able to research that completely. With no Wi-Fi today on the shoot. So tell because you know what, 5 or 10 minutes isn't enough and they need to continue their psychic counseling with you.
Yeah, so thank you. So my website is lindsaymarino.com and it's Lindsay with an A-Y. And they can find information at the beginning. We were talking about the podcast, the video podcast that my husband and I have and we talk about spirituality and business and different life experiences, and then there's classes and free things, how to connect with your past loved ones. That's also on my About page on my website, too.
Okay. I want to check that out, definitely.
Yeah, and there's an event coming up in Massachusetts, Tampa, and Sarasota, and New Hampshire, Messages from Heaven events. So I'm not sure who's listening, you know, what areas people are in, but those upcoming events are on my website too.
Okay, and you must be over in the east then if you're hitting those places.
Yes, in Tampa.
Okay.
Yes, I'm from Boston.
Johnny.
I live in Tampa. I know, I know. He's up more north for me and in Florida too, so that's awesome.
Yes, okay, that's wonderful. And if you want to listen to this show again, to hear all of this great information, go to our YouTube page, Life After Happiness, and you can listen to this again and choose amongst all of our other shows to cruise through. And,
right.
Yeah. And then visit us on Twitter, Instagram, and our Facebook page and group page. We would love to hear from you. And it's growing, and we're so excited about it. This year is going to be fantastic.
Amazing. That's so amazing. Thank you both so much for having me on the
show. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Lindsay.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Johnny.